pase, pierna derecha, directo al arco, golazo, golazo.
The world of football with a soccer perspective. This is Soccer Today with Dwayne Mullins and Kevin Larame, live on the Sports Podcasting Network.
Good day, good night, and welcome to Soccer Today for August 31st, 2018. A summer is close to being over, isn't it? Our favorite sport is back on every television, every weekend. Yes, Major League Soccer gets us through the summer months, but yesterday, the Champions League draw does launch the Champions League season and the hype, and wraps up the 2017-2018 season with the 2017-2018 awards from UEFA that were announced yesterday. We'll talk about this on the show, and after the break, we'll talk about the preview of the weekend. We'll talk about Major League Soccer's big games this weekend for the playoff race and the Premier League's fixtures that are going to make us get up early tomorrow morning. But first of all, let's look at the award winners from yesterday from Monaco before the Champions League draw were announced. The winners of the 2017-2018 UEFA Awards, a few different awards we're going to talk about. A goalkeeper of the year, defender of the year, midfielder of the year, forward of the year, the woman player of the year, and the UEFA President's Awards, which is not really important, and of course, the player of the year 2017-2018, which was won by Luka Modric ahead of Cristiano Ronaldo and Mohamed Salah. A bit of a surprise, yes, but Luka Modric's performance in the World Cup, getting Croatia to the final, is win with Real Madrid. Put those together and you got yourself a winning season, and that's exactly what happened. Goalkeeper of the year 2017-18, a Real Madrid player. Once again, Real Madrid has a hold of a lot of the awards that were given out yesterday in Monaco. Keylor Navas, goalkeeper of Real Madrid, has won goalkeeper of the year. Defender of the year, Sergio Ramos with Real Madrid again. Midfielder of the year, Luka Modric from Real Madrid. And forward of the year 2017-18, Cristiano Ronaldo of Real Madrid. The women's player of the year, Pernille Harder from VfL Wolfsburg in Germany. And the UEFA President's Award, David Beckham, for his contribution to the game and his contribution to the growth of the game, especially in North America. But this is more for like a lifetime achievement award, you could say, for David Beckham. And of course, as we mentioned earlier, Luka Modric won the Player of the Year. A bit of a surprise, a bit of a, I don't know. I would have given it to Salah, even though the World Cup, in World Cup years, the World Cup does play a big part of this UEFA Player of the Year award vote. It's fresh in the minds of the voters, which 80 coaches were added this year to the voting selection. So it's a big, big vote now. And you kind of have to give a lot of credence to a player like Modric who performed well in the World Cup. And you have to give the importance to the World Cup in this vote as well. But it's not just about this. It's about Real Madrid and their third straight Champions League, if I'm not mistaken. It's like almost amazing. But maybe they won't win this year. We'll see. Speaking of Champions League, everyone watches that show. Not for the awards, not for the silver torso that's given to the best player, but because it's the Champions League draw at the same time. In Monaco and Monte Carlo on the French Riviera was the Champions League draw. Let's start with Group A. Group A, Atletico Madrid, Borussia Dortmund, Club Brugge, and Monaco. Yes, it's the hipsters group. Group B, Barcelona, Inter Milan, PSV Eindhoven, and Tottenham. Interesting group. We'll talk about the group, and when we are done mentioning all the group, I'll come back and say maybe my two favorite for each group. Red Star Belgrade, Liverpool, Napoli, and PSG, Paris Saint-Germain in Group C. Maybe the closest thing to a group of death this year in the Champions League. Group D, Galatasaray, Lokomotiv Moscow, Porto, Schalke 04 from the Bundesliga in Germany. Group D is the closest thing to an open group that you can see in this year's Champions League. Group E, AEK from Athens in Greece, Ajax from the Netherlands, Bayern Munich, and Benfica. Will we see? We won't see it in the group stage, but Alphonso Davies might be playing in this group when it comes to, well, not in the group, but when it comes to the knockout stage next year. We'll see if the Canadian wonder kid will make his Champions League debut next spring. If, of course, Bayern makes it out of the group, but you kind of have to figure they will. Group F, Hoffenheim from Bundesliga, from Germany, and Hoffenheim and their amazing young coach has gone a long way, and now they're in the Champions League. Manchester City, Lyon, and Shakhtar Donetsk in Group F. Group G, CSKA Moscow, Real Madrid, Roma, and Plzeň, this is where Milan Borjan plays, of the Canadian men's national team. Goalkeeper. Interesting to see Milan Borjan back in the Champions League once again. And to finish off the group, Group H, interesting group with Cristiano Ronaldo's Juventus, Man United, Valencia, and Young Boys. Young Boys are going to be the team left out of this group, probably, and Valencia. The thing is, if you finish third in your group, there's a very good chance you're going to be going to the Europa League. If you finish fourth, you're not. So we'll see who finishes where in a few months' time. But now, let's take a look at our favorites here at Soccer Today for making out of the group. First group, with Atleti, Dortmund, those two teams are the most favored to get out of the group. Do not sleep on Monaco, but it's not 2 years ago Monaco. Don't have an Mbappe. It makes a big difference. So I have a feeling Atleti and Dortmund, the two hipsters team, if you want to put it this way, aren't going to make it out of the group of Group A. Group B, Barcelona, Inter Milan, Eindhoven, and Tottenham. I kind of have a feeling Barcelona's going to win that group. I don't know. It seems pretty open to me. But then the second spot, it's going to be interesting. Inter Milan Internazionale, their first Champions League since the 2011-2012 season. Well, it was 2011 because they didn't make it out of the group, I believe. So can they rekindle their former glory? Won the tournament in 2010. But can Inter get out of this group? That's the question. It's not going to be easy. But for me, it's going to be Barcelona and Tottenham getting out of Group B. Group C, the closest thing to a group of death. Yeah, Red Star Belgrade will finish fourth. The question is, who will win the group? Who will finish second? Liverpool, Napoli, PSG. PSG with a lot of money in this roster. Neymar, Cavani, Mbappe, and company. No, not Victor Company. Not company with a K, but company with a C, as in the rest of the team. Might make it out of the group easily. But the second spot, Liverpool or Napoli? It's a good question. There's a certain rise in Serie A in the offseason, especially with the arrival of Cristiano Ronaldo at Juventus. It does give more importance to the league as a whole, and everyone got a few better players, Napoli included. Will that be enough for Napoli to finish second in that group, maybe in front of Liverpool? I don't know. Liverpool finalist of the 2017-18 Champions League final. They lost versus Real Madrid, and we all remember Sergio Ramos destroying the shoulder of Mohamed Salah 17 minutes into that game. Will we see Liverpool make it out of the group? I do believe so. I do believe PSG Paris Saint-Germain will win the group, and Liverpool will finish second. Now, Group D, Galatasaray, Lokomotiv Moscow, Porto, and Schalke. This group is open. You can coin toss and get many different results, and you will have a different winner of this group. That would not surprise me the least. I wouldn't be surprised at all to have Porto or Schalke or Porto and Galatasaray. I'm not giving a lot of chance to Lokomotiv Moscow to get out of this group, this blue-collar team from Moscow. And if you want to know more about this team, it's an interesting team too. Just like in England. In England, different teams have different history of how they were made, how they evolved. Some of them were steel workers, the creating a team, and eventually evolved to become a professional team. This is the case here. It was the train workers. Train workers, the rail makers that were long time ago creating a team, and that evolved into Lokomotiv Moscow. And it's more of the blue team, the team of the people of Moscow, and not the team of the elite. CSKA Moscow, the other team from Moscow that is in the Champions League, is more the elite, white-collar type of team that is supported by the high elite of Russia and Moscow. Lokomotiv is more the team of the people. To see them in the Champions League is amazing, but I don't give them a lot of chance to get out of this group. My two favorites to get out of this group right now are Porto and Schalke. This could change. Galatasaray could surprise me, but I do feel the Portuguese team from FC Porto and the team from the Bundesliga will get out of Group D. Now, Group E. Just you can take your ink pen. You can write Bayern winning the group. That's pretty much for sure. The question is, who between Ajax and Benfica will get out of the group? I'm not giving a lot of chance to the Greek team Ajax from Athens. I'm not giving them a lot of chance to get out of the group or even finish third. I think they're going to finish fourth in Group E. But Bayern or Bayern's going to win. Ajax or Benfica? That's the question. Will we be the team from Lisbon, Benfica, or Ajax? Is Ajax back to their former glory? That's a question. I'm favoring Benfica. So Bayern and Benfica moving out of Group E. That's my prediction. Group F, get the same ink pen and write Manchester City winning this group quite easily, I see. But then the question is, Hoffenheim, Lyon, or Shakhtar Donetsk from Ukraine? Lyon, Olympique Lyonnais from the Ligue 1, could be a good team and could get out of this group. They're doing well so far in Ligue 1. It's not going to be easy against Man City, but the other fixtures in the group should see Lyon win against Hoffenheim and against Shakhtar Donetsk, maybe all four. So, I do fancy Man City and Lyon to get out of Group F. Group G, CSKA Moscow, Red Army, their nickname, who evolved from the army of Moscow a long time ago. I don't think they'll get out of the group. And I'm sorry, Milan. I'm sorry, co-goalkeeper of the Kinemez national team. I don't see Victoria Plzeň get out of Group G either. Madrid's going to win the group. Roma's going to finish second. And those will be the two teams going out of Group G. Now, Group H. Juventus, Man United, Valencia, and Young Boys. The way Man United are going, I can see Valencia taking over them. But this could be an easy draw for them. We've talked about the woes of Jose Mourinho and at Manchester United over the last few days. And Dwayne and I were talking and we're saying, look, if they bow out of the Champions League and for Europa, or just don't even qualify, Mourinho's out for sure. That's our thinking and our understanding. But when you look at Juventus and Man United, they're clearly above the rest of the group. So I feel Juventus is going to win pretty easily that group, with Man United finish second, Valencia third, and Young Boys fourth. Young Boys from Switzerland, Valencia from La Liga. So this is your Champions League 2018-2019 draw. And those are the interesting matchup that we're going to see in the next few weeks. Who do you think is going to win the Champions League in 2018-2019? Who is your favorite and who do you consider your group of death? Let us know on social media at SoccerTodaySPN or at Kev Laramie, and we'll be right back after a very short break.
You are listening to Soccer Today. Follow us on Twitter at Soccer Today SPN and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/sportspodcastingnetwork. You can find the podcast version of all the shows we do on iTunes, Apple Podcast, Google Play Store, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and anywhere you get your podcast.
And we're back on Soccer Today. Kevin Laramie here. Dwayne Rollins on assignment for today. He'll be back next week. Before we talk about the Premier League and the marquee matchup this weekend, let's start with Major League Soccer and interesting games regarding the playoff race in both the Eastern Conference and Western Conference of Major League Soccer. Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, the Seattle Sounders with Sporting Kansas City. If the Sounders win again, they'll continue their climb in the standings and they'll get close. Like, who knows? They could go get the top of the Western Conference. It'll not be easy, but taking 3 points away from Kansas City, it's a good motivation. New England and Portland, we have seen Toronto go to Portland midweek and lose. New England at home, can they beat Portland? If so, they'll keep themselves in the race. We've talked about Philly the other day and how their win really gives them a little bit of breathing room in the Eastern Conference final, Eastern Conference playoff race. Montreal does not have that breathing room, and if New England can get the job done against Portland at Gillette Stadium, New England will continue to breathe down Montreal's neck. Orlando and Philly. Orlando is pretty much out of the conversation. Not effectively, but not technically, but effectively, they're out. Orlando and Philly. Can Philly get the win down in Florida? If so, Philly continues on a great run. Montreal Impact at home against the New York Red Bulls. Right now, the Red Bulls are top of the Eastern Conference. Yes, Atlanta has a game in hand, and the Red Bulls only have 1 point ahead of Atlanta right now. But that's not going to be an easy game at home for the Impact. And if you're a French listener of this show, tomorrow night after the game, as always, I will be doing my French show about the Montreal Impact. Montreal Impact versus the Red Bulls at home. A fascinating matchup for Montreal. They need all the points they can get. They don't have a lot of games remaining versus other teams that are in the Eastern Conference. And Montreal needs to win the games they do have left to play and hope that a few teams chasing them in the sixth spot fall a few times and don't get those points. Columbus NYCFC. Columbus is well-established as the team number four in the Eastern Conference standings. NYCFC third. This is an interesting matchup. Can Columbus win at home? We all know the controversy that's going on right now. Columbus versus Austin. Will they announce something already? Are they waiting for the end of the season? I don't know. It's a interesting, if not pretty, pretty sad story. But can Columbus disregard the distractions and just continue to perform well on the pitch against NYCFC, one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference, probably the third best team in the Eastern Conference, but you never know. Playing NYCFC in the playoffs at home will never be easy for any team, and if it finishes the way it is right now, NYCFC in third spot would play Montreal in the wild card or the play-in game, and it's never easy to go to Yankee Stadium to play on that very tiny pitch and get a result. So Columbus NYCFC on tomorrow at 8. FC Dallas Houston, the Texas Derby. FC Dallas at home versus Houston. FC Dallas, who just lost 4-3 midweek versus the worst team in the league of the Earthquakes of San Jose. Can Dallas recover and continue their good run in the Western Conference and be a potential team to win the Western Conference? For that, they'll need victories, and for that, they'll need to beat Houston at Toyota Stadium. Toronto FC at home versus LAFC. Toronto desperately needs points, and the team from LA will not be an easy task. It never is. There's something about this team that they're not easy to break down. I do have a feeling it's the way Bob Bradley manages or organizes this team. And yes, it's dad versus son. Michael Bradley, captain of Toronto FC, is Bob Bradley's son. We'll see if that has any impact on the game. But this should be a cracker of a game tomorrow, 8 p.m. at BMO Field. Vancouver, San Jose. Again, Vancouver at home against the Earthquakes. Vancouver with a great comeback win last weekend against San Jose on the road. Can they do that again? And if so, they will be a playoff team and will be in the conversation to be sixth or fifth. The standings in the Western Conference is so tight. A few good results will get you a playoff spot before the end of the season. Now, Real Salt Lake, LA Galaxy. This game might not be that important right now, but in my feeling and the perception from my point of view, the winner of this game might make the playoff, and the loser might not. If the Galaxy loses again, yeah, they might not make the playoffs. They might have Zlatan, the second best goal scorer in 2018 in Major League Soccer, but they could miss on the playoffs. Speaking of missing on the playoffs, DC United were on a great run, and that run ended. And now DC United have lost two games back-to-back, and they're hosting Atlanta at home at Audi Field. But Atlanta is not an easy team to beat, even at home. Atlanta will want to regain the top of the Eastern Conference if they can beat DC United, and they definitely can. The question is, will they? Will Jose Martinez continue his record-setting season? Already broke the record of Roy Lassiter, Chris Wondolowski, and Bradley Wright Phillips with 28 goals already. He has the opportunity to add to the tally on Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Interesting matchup in Major League Soccer. And we'll keep an eye and come back Monday with the Canadian Review and the Weekend Review to take a look at the new standings after this weekend of play. Speaking of weekend of play, it's match day 4 of 38 in the Premier League. Leicester, Liverpool, tomorrow morning, 7:30 a.m. Eastern. Crystal Palace, Southampton at 10. Everton, Huddersfield at 10. Brighton, Fulham at 10 as well. Another game at 10, the one that I'll be watching. Chelsea, Bournemouth. This one, Chelsea, it's not easy for Chelsea this year. It's not pretty, but it works. Top of the table, undefeated with Tottenham and Liverpool. Those three teams have won all their games so far, and Chelsea should take care of the Cherries without too much work, but it's never easy. West Ham, Wolves. West Ham are in deep trouble so far. And Wolves, after the great result of last week, 1-1 versus Man City, could continue their rise of the table. It's still early. You should not look at the table after week day 3 or 4. I know. But Wolves, with the money they spent coming up from the championship, we're expecting more things out of them than we usually do out of a promoted team. And Wolves, I feel, will get the result, the win, at the London Stadium. If you like to put a little $2 on a game, put $2 on Wolves to win at the London Stadium. We continue tomorrow afternoon, 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Man City, Newcastle. Newcastle is not a team easy to beat. They're pretty much organized defensively under Rafa Benitez. They don't have the offensive firepower to trouble in Man City. And Man City should take care of this game quite handily. But we said the same thing last week against Wolves, so we'll see. Man City needs a victory versus Newcastle. Cardiff, Arsenal. Yeah, just send the 3 points. Do you really have to go to Wales to face Cardiff? If you're the Gunners, you're expecting a second victory under Unai Emery. And this game against Cardiff, even though it's on the road, even though it's in Wales, I feel the Gunners will take care of this. And this game is Sunday morning, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Watford, Tottenham. Tottenham can continue their great run so far. And I feel Tottenham on the road will get a victory. Usually in August, we don't put too much pressure on Tottenham because Harry Kane before this year has never scored in August. How things changed. I feel Dele Alli and his finger challenge with Harry Kane will be way too much for Watford, and Tottenham will get the victory on the road. And to finish off the weekend, Burnley at home versus Man City. Sean Dyche versus Jose Mourinho. I like this game. I think Burnley can win. Man United do not look good. There's a lot of distractions around Man United right now. Jose Mourinho, the press conferences, the lack of joy that he seems to have, the third-year jitters, as it has come to be known, are well and present for Man United so far. And I do feel Burnley is a better team than Man United right now. Not on paper, not with the amount of money, but it's not about players. It's about a team. It's about believing in the system of your coach. It's about believing in each other. And Burnley, over the last few years, have shown us that they do believe in each other, maybe more than Man United right now. So if you want to parlay two games that will make you money this weekend, Wolves on the road to West Ham and Burnley at home to beat Man United, yes, it's risky. There's a very high probability it won't happen. But if it does, your $2 might transfer and change into maybe $40 or $50, which is not a bad odd, not a bad day at the office if you like to wager on the beautiful game. And if you do so, Wolves win on the road versus West Ham and Burnley to win at home versus Man United. Lock it in, folks. Lock it in. As always, you can follow us on social media at SoccerTodaySPN for the show. Myself at Kev Larame and Dwayne, who will be back next week at 24th Minute. Thanks to all the new Patreons that we have been having this week. You can support the show and other projects that we do have by going to patreon.com/sportspodcastingnetwork. Every dollar goes a long way. If you pledge $2 a month, you'll get access to the Two Solitude Soccer Podcast for patrons only. Canadian soccer, Canadian Premier League is the topic of choice of that exclusive podcast. And this week we had a great interview with Steven Sandor, who did a survey among Canadian professional players and their thoughts on the Canadian Premier League. It's an anonymous survey, so you do get a lot of great content that you wouldn't otherwise, because players don't want to rustle feathers or burn any bridges. But this way, you actually get their real mindset regarding the Canadian Premier League. And you can get the exclusive show for $2 a month at patreon.com/sportspodcastingnetwork. We'll be back Monday morning for another edition of Soccer Today, the world of football with a soccer perspective, looking at the weekend's games and the Canadian Review. Canadian Review is Dwayne and I reviewing Montreal, Toronto, and Vancouver. And now, because it's a playoff race, we do take a look at other Major League Soccer important results of the weekend and dissect them on Monday morning. And as always, until next time, I'm Kevin Larame, and have a great soccer.
You can find the podcast version of all the shows we do on iTunes, Apple Podcast, Google Play Store, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and anywhere you get your podcast.